Okay, so I keep getting asked, Stephanie, how do you use all this subconscious reprogramming stuff on your business? Because it feels like a huge, giant chore lately, and I could use a little magic, please. Let me show you. I have not run a free intensive in nearly a year, but it's happening now. You'll get full live access to me in my upcoming 3-day free training, Altar of Trust. This is your time to trust yourself like never before. 3 days live with me, hot seat coaching, subconscious reprogramming, the works. Make sure you register now at truthvibration.com/altar. Because spots are limited and this will fill up. Can't wait to meet you. This is the Truth Vibration Podcast. Welcome back to the Truth Mastery Series. Today is part 2, Irrefutable Faith. There's a flavor of fear that loves to wear a very sensible outfit, and it calls itself practical. It edits the dream down, trims the edges, says, let's just be responsible here, and circle back when we have more proof. And you know that voice. It sounds calm, but your body tightens, maybe unconsciously. Your breath gets small. You start negotiating with your own vision, like it's a stranger you have to sell to. Faith is quiet. Faith is clean. Faith has purity. It is a standard that everything else, including practicality, rises to serve. Irrefutable faith is the body and the soul knowing I am held, I am protected. I am guided. I am connected to the creator of all that is while I take the next true step. There's no adrenaline required. There's no force required. I'm not asking you to falsely act like you're certain all the time. That's absurd. I'm asking you to look at repatterning your nerves, so that devotion can lead, and letting practicality take its rightful seat as a helpful tool, not your editor-in-chief. When faith sets the standard, your calendar, your team, your timelines, they organize and they align around clarity. The unknown stops feeling like a cliff. The unknown starts feeling like a room you've already prepared. Inside Truth Mastery, we do 2 layers of work with this. Here on the podcast, I give you the exact encodings, the yes statements that teach the body what trust feels like and how to return to it. Inside Truth Mastery, we go into the underworld layer. We unhook old authority cords to people, to systems, to mentors, maybe to unrealistic ideals that you quietly made as oaths, vows, obligations. We retire the vows that tied your worth to perfection or pressure. And we retrain your stress response so momentum can build without panic. If irrefutable faith is the light, the underworld work is where we tidy the wiring so the light stays on. So if you're new here, welcome. Let your experience of this just be simple. You don't have to force anything. You can say yes to what resonates and skip what doesn't. If you're driving or moving, press pause. Come back when you can be still, because we're going to go into a theta brain wave visualization. This is best received with your eyes closed, relaxed, your jaw soft, your breath low in the belly, and in a moment, I'm going to guide you into a visualization to receive this encoding. We're asking for the knowing and the feeling of faith that does not waver when logistics get loud. And what I love about a theta brainwave state is that new feelings can come in when we shift this brainwave. Listen, you're going to have to just experience it yourself. I know how that sounds. And maybe there's a feeling you haven't felt before, which is the knowing that you are completely accepted by all that is while you act boldly, that you're always protected, the knowing that the truth is easy to see and clean to act on, the knowing that you're protected, your path is resourced, and your yes can be steady. So as you listen, let the words work on you. You might notice a warmth across your chest, a dropping in the belly. You might fall asleep. You might be wide awake. Whatever it is for you, it's your system recognizing safety and reorganizing around it. If resistance comes up, perfect. Let it be seen. Keep breathing. The words will meet you where you are. Have faith. When you're ready, we'll go up and ask infinite intelligence for irrefutable faith to become your new normal. Then, if this speaks to you and you want the deeper practice, like the extraction of authority hooks and the nervous system repatterning live with me, you already know where to find it. Truth Mastery is the room where we do this deeper, more advanced work together, and we do it slowly, and we do it thoroughly, and everyone gets supported. So settle in. Soften your tongue. Soften your eyes. Let your shoulders drop. Give yourself permission to say yes. And let's begin. Imagine energy pooling at the soles of your feet. This energy grounds you, protects you. It has a color, you see the color. Take a deep breath in. Imagine this energy going up between all 10 toes, wrapping around the ankles. Take a deep breath in. This energy swirls around the calves, wrapping around the knees, hugging your hips, moving up your thighs. Take a deep breath in. Imagine this energy flooding your belly. Your belly totally relaxes. Take a deep breath in. Imagine this energy crawling towards your heart. Take a deep breath in. You're reminded to give from your heart, do from your heart, accept from your heart. Take a deep breath in. Your fingertips relax. Your forearms relax. Your shoulders relax. Take a deep breath in. This energy rests in the throat. Your ability to speak truth begins to activate. Take a deep breath in. This energy swirls to the third eye, center of the forehead, meets the center of the crown. Take a deep breath in. Your ability to see vision for your life is activated. And this energy pushes up to the crown of your head. And just above the crown of your head begins to form a beautiful ball of light. Take a deep breath in. See yourself inside this ball of light. And begin to go up. Take a deep breath in. Above the room you're in, above the building you're in, and up you go. Take a deep breath in as you go up above the trees, up above the clouds, pushing up past the outermost layer of our atmosphere. You begin to shoot through the known galaxies and into the unknown. Take a deep breath in. You go up through dark lights and bright lights, and past shades of pink and shades of blue, and through the luminescent golden orb of the fifth plane where the ascended masters live. You feel your angels and guides hold you and lift you You begin to push up through a jelly-like substance. The more you resist, the easier it becomes to totally relax and completely lift up and up and up. And immediately as you do, you arrive into this sparkling, pearlescent white light. Go through it. And as you do, you merge into the energy of the creator of all that is, the seventh plane of existence, where everything that ever was and ever will be convenes in highest truth. And we seek highest truth here. As you lift up and up, you send the thought to the light. Creator, is there anything I need to know as I move forward throughout my day today? Show me now. You listen. You trust every impulse. You say, tell me more. You choose irrefutable faith in everything that is given to you. Now all you have to do is say yes and witness. Would you like to know what it feels like and how to hold irrefutable faith in yourself? And that you can and you do, you already are, yet, and you already are, yes? And that it's safe and possible to let faith lead your choices, yes? And that you're always connected to the Creator, yes? Would you like to know that you have the Creator's unconditional love as you take the next true step, yes? Would you like to know what it feels like to work in harmony, in partnership with Creator's guidance on timing, yes? Would you like to know what it feels like to be impervious to panic and confusion, yes? Would you like to know what it feels like to be impervious to urgency and that you already are, yes? Would you like to know what it feels like to be impervious to other people's doubt and projections and fear, yes? Would you like to know what it feels like to be impervious to scarcity through thoughts? Yes? Would you like to know what it feels like to be impervious to scarcity thoughts? Yes? Would you like to know what truth feels like? How to see truth, how to act on it cleanly? Yes? Would you like to know that you're always protected? Yes? Giving you the knowing I am always protected, yes. Giving you the knowing I am always guided, yes. Would you like to know how to treat your visions like instructions instead of suggestions, yes? And that you are being divinely led, yes. Would you like to know how to keep promises to yourself without needing proof first, yes? Would you like to let practicality serve purpose without shrinking your mission? Let's get rid of that one. Would you like to know what it feels like to be devoted to yourself and your vision as you organize your time, your money, and support, yes? And that you're allowed to receive resources and mentors and opportunities that align with your highest truth, yes? Would you like to know what it feels like to live without having to settle and the compulsion to settle, yes? Would you like to know how to receive without apology, yes? And that you can trust your discernment to be calm and quiet, yes? And how to be steady in the unknown, yes? And that you already are, yes? Would you like to know what it feels like to have Creator's highest perspective of momentum and what that feels like and how to move with it gracefully, yes? Would you like to know what it feels like to accept that you trust yourself at all times, yes? And how to speak to timelines and partners with clarity and be met with resources and abundance and safety, yes? And that it's safe to want more, yes? It's safe to ask bigger, yes? It's safe to be divinely led, yes? It's safe to be fully resourced, yes? Would you like to know what it feels like to let faith set your standard and let the world rise to meet it, yes? Would you like to know what it feels like to witness all that you desire already done, yes? That you're safe, worthy of it, it is your birthright to do so, yes? When you're ready, thank the Creator. Come down through the layers and layers of light. Down into this galaxy. Down into this atmosphere. Down below the clouds. Down below the trees. Down into the building you're in. Down into the room you're in. Wash that white light all over you, 6 feet around you, clearing any residual hooks, cords, attachments, bonds that no longer serve you at this time, harmonizing and revitalizing every cell and molecule, watching this light pool at the soles of your feet, knowing you remain protected in it for the remainder of the day. And gently bring it up each chakra. you arrive to the crown of your head. And when you're ready, you open your eyes. Enjoy your day. If you've been loving the affirmations that I shared in today's episode, I have something special for you. I'm offering free, downloadable PDFs of all the affirmations from each podcast episode so you can keep them with you wherever you go. And they're really beautifully designed. So just head over to my website to grab yours. Just head over to stephaniecarlin.com/PDF, and you can grab yours instantly, like right now. Download them, print them, start reprogramming your mind with every single word. Reinforce it in the conscious realm with your lips. You will be amazed at how simple and powerful and life-changing these affirmations can be when you speak them every day. So go get yours now.